Okay, we're here today, Bezrat Hashem, on Yuma Daf Memvav, and we're holding on Omar Rabbi Elazar, Mishum Bar Kapora. So, we talked about the number of Marachot, and we analyzed the Psukim, and we ended up with, according to Rabbi Meir, normally having four different Marachot, and one additional one on Yom Kippurim. So the four Marachot, according to him, were the first two, which were the minimum marachot. Those were the marachot of the maracha gdola. And then we had the maracha shniya shel kitoret. So that everybody agreed to. Then we had the additional maracha, which was for the kiyum ha'esh, which was true, alibad Rabbi Shimon, and also alibad Rabbi Yossi, the way that we had the machlokas over here. And then we also had, besides the kiyum ha'esh, we also had Rabbi Meir's additional maracha for any of the Evorim that were nitotru. So if we hadn't completely burned up, or even if they hadn't been put on at all, is the way we understood it so far, that then we would make a separate maracha, the new maracha for the new day, that was done, everything fresh. So the oila, the new oila would be put on there, but the old Evorim that were still left over from before, when we had taken them off and we rebuilt the Marachot, restarted, cleaned everything up, then we didn't put them back on, according to Rabbi Meir. Instead, we made a separate Maracha, and that was the fourth Maracha. And then on Yom Kippur, we have the fifth Maracha, which we take the coals for the Machata. That's where we were holding so far. Now, Rabbi Elazar explains that Bar Kapora gave additional insight into Rabbi Meir. And it's difficult for us to understand what the additional insight is, because he seems to be simply repeating what we already knew. Omer haya Rabbi Meir, evrei ola shenitotru, osele maracha bifnei atzma v'sodran v'afilu b'shabbat. So if there was anything left over, then we would make a new maracha, and we would do this even on Shabbat. So what exactly is new about this? Says the Gemara, Maikom Ashmalan. I thought that's what it said in the Mishnah, isn't it? Tanina, b'chol yom ayusham arba marachot, and that was, as we explained, the fourth one was to have the special maracha for every ayla. Omer Rebavin, the only part that is new over here is he's coming to tell me that this is true even for psulim. So in other words, you might have thought that when it says over here, you set up a maracha b'fnei atzmam, that's only for evorim that are kosher and were meant to be brought up in the first place. But let's imagine a situation where you have things that were im alu lo yerdu. So there were many, many psulim that we had. Anything that the psuloi was b'kadesh, if they were brought up b'diavad to the Mizbeach, we didn't take them off of the Mizbeach. So now the Chiddush is, over here we took them off of the fire of the Mizbeach, albeit we didn't take them off of the Mizbeach, literally. So we put them on the Kevesh, or we put them on the Sovev, or we put them to the side, if there was whatever there was room for. And now, maybe I would scratch my head and say, wait a minute, if these things weren't supposed to be brought up l'chatchila on the Mizbeach, so does it make sense that Rabbi Meir would say that we would make a separate maracha and we would put them on that maracha? Maybe he was only referring to things that are kosher l'chatchila to be brought on the Mizbeach. So therefore, what Bar Kapora is coming to add is that, says Rabbi Avin, is that this is true about anything. Anything which, if once having been put on the Mizbeach, imolo lo yerdu, so then this is the Chiddush that psulim also, obviously not the things imolo yerdu, those have to be taken off. Those are things that were psulim. So they were bali mumin from before, the Ebroveya, the Nirva, and so on. Okay. But here we're talking about things that were psulon b'kedesh. That's the Chiddush. Now, I want to make clear, however, that this is only im olu le'yerdu once they became lachmei shel mizbeach. The fact that they're on the kevesh from half of the kevesh from half of the mizbeach level up, or they're on the sovev, or even if they're on the top of the mizbeach, if they never were in the fire of the mizbeach, because remember, The issue over here, according to Rabbi Meir, we're talking about two different things, right? We're talking about things that were put on the fire, and they were partially burned, but they weren't completely burned. So those were also called shinitotru. And then we have things that were never, they never made it to the fire, the Mizbeach in the first place. Now, those two things are not the same when it comes to psulim. Because what we're talking about over here is dafke psulim shemashla behena'ur. So if already they became lachmei shel Mizbeach, then we pay no attention to the fact that before they became lachmei shel Mizbeach, they were considered to be psulim. They're now lachmei shel Mizbeach like anything else. But in the event that they never were, Moshe ben Aur, Moshe ben Aur means it didn't even start burning. So lo nasa na lachmei shel Mizbeach. And in that point, if we have things that are possible, and we're not supposed to take them down, we don't make a special ma'aracha for that. That doesn't make any sense. We only make a special ma'aracha if these were things that were kosher, or they were things that b'chlal, that had been already on the Mizbeach, or if they were kosher, even if they weren't already on the Mizbeach. But these things, we don't take them off for the Mizbeach, but we don't make a special ma'aracha for them. So when Rabbi Meir said that we separate the ma'arachot, it's true that that was even for psulim that imalu lo yerdu, but only if mashal b'ma'ur. If lo mashal b'ma'ur, we throw them back where they were after we fix up the marach. Now, ikari amrin, others say that no, the truth is there's no difference. Even kisherim that are not mashal b'ma'ur, they just go back onto the mizbeach. Because look, let's consider what's happening. We have a lot of evarim that are meant to be put on the Mizbeach. The night before, we ended up with too much. We couldn't put it on the Mizbeach on the fire, so we put it on the side. Now we're gradually getting them onto the Ma'aroch. It comes time for the next morning. Let's say we've got 10% of those Evorim that's still left. What do we do with them? So according to the way that we just understood it, which was Rav Avin's Pshat, so then we would say that if they were never on the Ma'aroch, if they're kosher, we make a special ma'aracha for them. We give them their own place because of yesterday's chiyuv of haktara. Masha inkein, those things that were pasul and they were already mashla b'hema'ur, we will also do. But if lo mashla b'hema'ur, we'll just throw them back onto the fire where they were. Masha inkein, the ikari amri learns that this that Rabavin said doesn't matter. It's echad kosher ve'echad psulim. Only if they were already lachmei shel Mizbeach, then they are choshev enough to get their own special ma'aracha. But if they weren't yet lachmei shel Mizbeach, and they're just basically still in line from yesterday, so if they're still in line from yesterday, we put them on the ma'aracha gedela the way they would have been lechatchila. And therefore, Rabbi Meir would not have said for those things that we would make a special ma'aracha, we will not, according to this lashon. So the way that we were learning the sugya earlier was according to the first approach of Rabbi Avi. Okay, now let's take a look at the last piece of what Bar Kapara said. Vafilo b'Shabbat. Now the question is, did Bar Kapara really need to say those words, or is it clear that it's from the Mishnah? I mean, forget about from the Mishnah. The whole point, for God's sake, is Yom Kippur Shabbos. Of course, Yom Kippur has all the dinim of Shabbos, right? And Rabbi Meir says that on Yom Kippur, we have five. Nu, how do you get five? Because the fourth one was the ma'aracha for the Evarim that were left over, right? I mean, otherwise, nobody else has got four plus one. So where does he get four plus one? So obviously, even though today is Yom Kippur, he is saying beferish, that you need to have that extra ma'aracha. So I understand what I need Bar Kapara. I mean, forget about it. I can figure it out myself. I mean, it's the whole point of the Mishnah, isn't it? That we have an extra one plus that fourth one on Yom Kippur, which is Shabbos. So explain to me why Bar Kapara is saying Afilu b'Shabbos. What's the difference, Yom Kippur or Shabbos? It's exactly the same Isser, burning things that don't belong on Yom Kippur. It's the same Chashivas. It's called Shabbat Shabbaton. Omer v'achabar Yaakov, let me explain to you why Bar Kapara felt it was necessary to add the words Afilu b'Shabbos. Because, you see, I might have thought that the Mishnah is absolutely true And it's talking about Yom Kippur, which is like Shabbos. And even so, I would not know that it's the din on Shabbos. How could that be? Very simple. Suppose Yom Kippur comes out on a Sunday. So then what's the din? The karbonas that were there from yesterday are karbonas of Shabbos Kodesh. Karbonas of Shabbos, I understand, are allowed to be brought on Mitzray Shabbos Yom Kippur. Correct. Because Shabbos and Yom Kippur are both the same level of Kedusha. So I would say maybe the reason that Rebbe Meir has 4 plus 1 is not on every Yom Kippur. It's on a Yom Kippur that's chal on a Sunday. Now you tell me what would be the din on a standard Shabbos. Would we also be burning the things from yesterday? We would put them on a Maaroch, a special Maaroch for themselves on Shabbos when they're Friday's Karbonis? So therefore, I wouldn't have known that. Because I would have thought, when does it say in our Mishnah that we have 4 plus 1 on a Yom Kippur? That's referring to Chal Yom Kippur Liotah Charbish HaShabbat. That's where Yom Kippur comes out on a Mitzvah Shabbos. Over there, I would say, okay, so since Chal Vei Shabbat are Krevim B'Yom HaKippurim, so we learned the extra Pasuk to tell me that even on Yom Kippur, we burn leftovers from Shabbos, and we could put them on Lechatchila. But maybe if Yom Kippur would fall sometime in the middle of the week, Be'emtza Shabbat, so then maybe not. Kamash Melech comes along by Kapor to tell me it makes no difference whether it's a Yom Kippur in the middle of the week, it's Yom Kippur on a Sunday. It's exactly the same halacha, because the same halacha would be true on Shabbos with Friday's Karbonas. We would put up the Evorim that were not burned, we would make a Maarocha b'fnei Atzman on Shabbos. Omar Rava, what the heck? Who is this over here who couldn't care less about what he's putting out? What is this, some kind of modern car manufacturer is putting out garbage? He just keeps running his robots, he doesn't know what he's doing. How does somebody keep grinding and grinding away and hasn't noticed that instead of grain, he's grinding away dirt? This is ridiculous. I need for somebody to explain to me that Bar Kapora has to be talking about Afilu B'Shabbos, because I would think Yom Kippur Dafka on Sunday. Can you read the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Bechol Yom there were 4, and today there's 5. Can you translate the words Bechol Yom into English, please, for me, says Rava? I understand the word Bechol Yom seems to say every day. Every day means every day. Okay, that includes Shabbos. So what are you trying to tell me? That I need by Kapora to tell me that this is true even on Shabbos? Of course it's true even on Shabbos. It says so in the Mishnah. Kasha, that's, a bit of a problem. I mean, obviously, Bar Kapora could say that Bechol Yom, I could learn, meant Bechol Yom Chol, and I just want to clarify that Bechol Yom means Afilu B'Shabbos. Okay, but bottom line is we now understand that we have two possibilities here, according to Rabavin, the Yikidei Amre, about what it is that Rabbi Meir would hold about Psulim, that Im Olo Lo Yerdu, or about even Ksherim Rolo Mashlo Behem Ha'ur, would he also agree that they would be put on Ma'aracha number 4, or would he hold that those remain on Ma'aracha number 1 after it's cleaned up? Okay, now you should just know that the fact that Rava and Bar Kapora take for granted, Rava says it's so obvious that it shouldn't even have bothered to be mentioned. Bar Kapora says we need to mention it, but both of them agree that the halacha is that Fridays, tamid, this could be referring to tamid shabbein arba'im, we haven't had a chance to burn it yet, right? So it's brought up to the mizbeach during the day, and now we need to burn it during the night. And they both hold that when it says b'chol yom, it means even on Shabbos. We would do that. We would make a special maracha, according to Rabbi Meir, and we would burn it. But the problem is that we appear to be going against a shita of Ravuna, who argues both on Bar Kapora and on Rava, who says techilato dochen. We're going to be taking the pshat that Rashi prefers in this sugya, even though Tosfos prefers the second pshat in Rashi. So let's learn Rashi's preference here. So Ravuna says techilato dochen, but sofo eno dochen. You should know that the dinim of the bringing of the korban tamid, yes, the shrita of the korban tamid, the zrika, all of those things, that's called the tchila. So those things that are done on Shabbos, for Shabbos, are obviously docha Shabbos. That's the whole point, isn't it? But sofo, if you have the leftovers of a tamid, meaning you have Friday's tamid, and now you have the remnants of Friday's tamid, which includes these avarim and pedorim that were leftovers, so those things are bechlal, not docha Shabbos. And only the things that are part of the Shabbos, korban, are doche Shabbos. So obviously, this, according to Rav Huna, the whole discussion doesn't begin. We will not bring up Evarim that are Friday's Evarim if they're on Shabbos. And it won't be doche Shabbos bichlal. So therefore, if they're going to be on the Mizbeach, they have to be on the Mizbeach from before Shabbos. This is what we assume Rav Huna means. And we're going to see that there may be something else Rav Huna is referring to, bichlal. But according to this approach, if we take the simple meaning of Rav Huna, then all that it would be saying is, a korban tamid shel Shabbos, the Evarim are docha Shabbos. But a korban tamid shel Yom Shishi, shel Erev Shabbos, the korban tamid is not going to be docha any of Shabbos. Okay, now the question is, what exactly did Rav Huna mean? Because we're assuming right now that Rav Huna is referring to Shabbos because that's what we've been referring to all along. But the truth is that if we take a look at Rav Huna, it's not at all clear what it's referring to because all he said is, Om Rav Huna, Tamid, when it comes to the carbon, Tamid, you should know, Techilato is Doche, Sofo Eino Doche. Doche what? I mean, he didn't even say what he's talking about. I mean, if he would have said Tchilato Doche Shabbat, it sure would have made it a lot easier for me to understand. Right now, it's a very opaque statement. So now, there's two possibilities. I mean, we know that there's a question of whether we're going to be Doche Tuma for the Tamid. So maybe he's referring to only the Shkita and the Zrika and so on is Doche Tuma, but we do not have to burn the Evorim. Maybe that's what he's saying. So, my enodocha, what exactly did he mean when he said enodocha? Is he referring to Shabbos or is he referring to the dinim of Tuma? So, Rav Chisda says, no, it's like we learned until now. The whole time we've understood it to mean that it's a reference to Shabbos. That's what he's talking about. He means docheta Shabbat. So that means that only the actual avodah satomid is docheta Shabbos, meaning only if it's the tomid shel Shabbos. But if it's the end of the tomid of yesterday, it's not docheta Shabbos. So it's docheta Shabbat, but it's not talking about docheta tum'ah. Because, I mean, basically, even though usually, of course, we're docheta tum'ah for a tamid, but that's not where we've already been docha the dinim. We'll see. It could mean that originally it was done. We're going to talk about this in a minute. That in the event that the carbon tamid itself was brought betaira, and now the leftovers of the carbon tamid, meaning the leftovers, when I say leftovers, I mean the evarim and the petarim. Let's say that now we don't have anybody to bring them up betaira. So that could be a question. Maybe the simple bringing up of the Evarim, which is not part of the Kapara, even if we don't bring up the Evarim, it's completely Mechaper. So that would not be Docheta Tuma. So therefore, if you're talking about Shabbos, then even though Erev Shabbos, we were talking about a Korban that's not Docheta Shabbos, but the last part of the Akrova of that Korban would be brought up on Shabbos. Masha Enkein on the Gabe Tuma, it would not be docha tuma. Whereas Rabba says, it should say, that no, Rav Huna says on the contrary, the tamid, meaning the burning of the leftover parts of the tamid, is docha tuma. But it's not docha Shabbos. Now note the problem here, and this is the reason, one of the main reasons that Tosfos does not like this approach of Rashi. When we're talking about Shabbos, we're talking about two different karbonas, you see. when you're talking about sofo, you mean sofo of Friday's tumid. When you're talking about triloso, you're talking about triloso of Shabbos's tumid. Masha Enkein, when you're talking about being doche tuma, there you're talking about the same tumid. The tumid that was doche tuma in its, whatever that is, in its shrita, in its zrika, and so on, that's doche tuma. And the last part of that same tumid is not doche tuma, and we will not bring up its evorim on the Mizbeach. Now that is definitely weird, because the use of the word sofo and trilato, according to the way Rashi's learning, is a completely different meaning. Because if you're talking about vis-a-vis Shabbos, then the sofo means the sofo of a Friday carbon, and the trilato is the trilato of a Shabbos carbon. Vashenkin, referring to Tuma, you're referring to the same carbon. The part of the carbon that is doche is the trilato and not the sofo. So it is definitely strange to be splitting our references in this way. But in any event, okay, this is the way Rashi learns. So now, Abaye does not like either of these approaches, because both Rabba's approach and Rav Chisda's approach make an assumption that it's possible that there's some kind of difference between Shabbat and Tum'ah. Does that make sense? Omer le Abaye le Rabba, look, I got to tell you, I don't like your approach, and I don't like Rav Chisda's approach. L'didach kasha ul Rav Chisda kasha. I don't like your approach, because explain to me, why is it that we will be doiche tuma, according to you, will be doiche tuma in order to bring the Evarim, but we won't be doiche Shabbos? Why exactly, tell me, are we doiche tuma? Because it says beferish in the pasuk, lakriv li b'moado. And b'moado means b'moado afilo b'tuma. I got news for you. The same word b'moado also always means lakriv li b'moado. That's the beautiful pasuk, tzaved b'nei Yisrael. V'yomar talayem et korboni lachmi lishai. What does it say? Tishmeru lakriv li b'moado is afilo b'shabbat. So what's the difference? If you're darshaning b'moado, then darshan b'moado all the way. If it means b'tumah, so then it means b'shabbos. So then what is the basis of your making this distinction? And I got the same problem with Rav Chisda in the other direction. Rav Chisda, I also don't like his pshat. Why is he saying that it's going to be doiche Shabbos? D'chtiv b'moado? Obviously, because b'moado means afilo b'shabbat. So then if that's the case, it says b'moado for tumanami. Tumanami b'moado afilo b'tuma. So neither of you make sense. I mean, you haven't told me any basis for being b'chalik between tuma and between Shabbos. So Rava says, there is no problem whatsoever. You're not paying attention to the logic over here. It's not a problem for me, and it's not a problem for Rav Chisda. I mean, I don't agree with Rav Chisda, but I'm happy to explain it to you. So lola didi kasha, v'lola Rav Chisda kasha, okay? Obviously, there's no problem, according to me, because what are we talking about? We're talking about the idea of a tumid. It's the difference between being the same tumid or the different tumid, no? I mean, so the way that I understand it is that tuma, what's the halacha? The beginning of the carbon, shchita, halacha, zrika. Can a Kohen who's Tomei do those things on a carbon tzibur? Yes. Okay, so then that means that this particular animal, this carbon that I'm bringing now, this carbon tummy, is definitely within the set of carbonus that is Doche Tumah, correct? Fine. So then the end of that carbon, the Evarim, is also going to be Doche Tumah. So Sofo Nami Dochi. But the way Rav Chisda, the idea over here is that Shabbos, according to me, you're talking about two different carbonas. Shabbos, when you say it's not, though, that's Friday's carbon. But Shabbos's carbon is a completely different idea. The Shabbos carbon is meant to be Doche Shabbos, but a Friday carbon, by definition, is not Doche Shabbos for its Shchita, is it? It's not Doche Shabbos for its Zrika, for its Halacha. Okay, so Memela, since Techilato Lav Bar Mitchaya Shabbos, see, we're going to not be Doche Shabbos when we do the Shchita. So then we're not going to be Doche Shabbos for the bringing up of the Evarim. It's not a Shabbos carbon. So what kind of question is it that you're asking on me? It should be the same as b'moed, though. It's moed, it's not Shabbos. So obviously, by the tuma, it's moed, it's Shabbos. It's tuma. And I got news for you. It's not even a problem according to Rav Chisda either. Because Rav Chisda is saying like this. Look, so fo kitzchilato, I don't hold up. I don't hold that there is necessarily a din that defines the end based on the beginning. And therefore, I don't have to say that just because the Torah says that Tuma is kedai for us to go ahead and to be Deicha Tuma, based on the fact that I'm going to do that for the Shechita and for the Zrika and the Olacha, does not mean I have to do that at the end. Because, look, there's a big difference. Shabbos is total heter in Tzibur. There's no din of Shabbos in the Tzibur. It's not the fact, oh my gosh, the Torah wants to avoid doing any avodah on Shabbos. That's not true. We do whatever needs to be done without the slightest consideration of Shabbos when it comes to doing the avodah. That's called hutra. So once the Shabbos is hutra vis-a-vis the avodah Tzibur, so the end is also the same. The end is also hutra. And therefore, I'll be deicha Shabbos in terms of just bringing up the Evarim, even though it's Friday's Korban. Mashen kein Tuma. Tuma is only dechuya kibet Tzibur. The Torah would prefer to avoid, as much as possible, doing anything but Tuma. So what are you telling me? That therefore, since I have to do the Shechita Betuma, I have to do the Zrika Betuma, therefore I should go and I should bring up the Evarim Betuma? Why? I mean, I understand the Shechita and the Zrika, that's the absolutely necessary, and without it, I'm not going to actually be bringing the carbon at all. Because the whole point of the carbon, the Akapora of the carbon, is entirely in terms of the Avodah Zadam. Okay, so the Torah said, look, what can we do? Bring it even Betuma. But where you're talking about bringing the Evarim, why should I bring the Evarim? The Evarim are not necessary in order to have the Kapara. So therefore, Tum'ah, which is only Dechuya B'Tzibur, Tehillato, which is the Iker Kapara, yes, that's Dochi Tum'ah. But the Sofo, the Evarim, which is Lav Iker Kapara, is not going to be Dochi Tum'ah. That's how I understand it. So therefore, there's no comparison, not according to me and not according to Rav Chisda. Fine. Now, the question that we had before about where it is that we take the machata from. Where do we take the machata from? Where do we take the menorah from? So we ended up learning that it has to be from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Now, when it came to the dinim of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, remember that the last pasuk, which was pasuk vav, it says over there that eish tamid tukad ala mizbeach lo tichbe. Lo tichbe means you're not allowed to put it out. What's the din? Once I take it from the mizbeach, and now I put it into the machat, and I'm going to be bringing it in for the korban of the k'tayres, or I'm going to be bringing it in for the menorah. So how about if I put out that coal? Take one of those coals that I put it out. Is that considered to be the Isser D'Oraisa of Eish Tamid Tukad Al HaMizbeach? So in other words, what we're trying to understand over here is that when we make these special ma'arachot, are these ma'arachot there as a logistic requirement of having the fire that will be used for the machata and will be used for the menorah? Or is it much more, is it that we're actually using the fire of the Mizbeach, not the fire that was kept aflame by the Mizbeach. We're using the fire of the Mizbeach to burn the Keteres. We're using the fire of the Mizbeach to light the menorah. Now, what will be the difference if I put it out? So if you tell me, look, I mean, it was the fire of the Mizbeach, but obviously once you took it to light the menorah, it's no longer the fire of the Mizbeach. It was the fire that was maintained by the Mizbeach. The Torah never said, don't put out any fire that was maintained by the Mizbeach. So over there, once it's the fire for the menorah or the machate, you will be not be over on an iser if you put it out. But the other way of understanding it is, then it's actually the fire of the Mizbeach itself. So this is the question. Itmar, this ends up being a very profound machlokes among the Shitas Amoraim. Itma. Hamechabe Eish Hamachata, or the Eish of the menorah that was taken from the Mizbeach. So Abaye Omar, you're chayev. If you put it out, then you're going to be over on the Isser of Eish Tamid Tukad Al HaMizbeach Lo Tichbe, because it's still called the Eish Al HaMizbeach. Whereas Rava says, no, you're potter. So let's understand at what point we're talking about, first of all. Suppose you actually had taken some of the fire of the Mizbeach, you put it in the Machata, and you're still up on the Mizbeach. You haven't yet brought the Machata off of the Mizbeach. So if you put out one of those coals right there on while you're on the Mizbeach, everybody holds you would still be chayav, because it's still on the Mizbeach and it hasn't been removed, even though it's been removed from the Machata. But that for sure, the Mizbeach is sholet on all the fire on the Mizbeach. The key pligin, the machlokes between Abaye and Rava, is dafka the achte ya'ara v'chavi. You took it down to the ground, and there you put out one of the coals. So what about that? Abaye says the point is that the fire that you're bringing in to the Keteres is the Eish of the Mizbeach. And therefore, the fact that it's in a Machata right now, that doesn't bother me. This is what the whole idea was. Why do you think we made that special Ma'arocha? To give it the din of the Eish of Mizbeach. And therefore, since it's Eish of Mizbeachu, you are still going to be chayev because it says Eish tamitu karala mizbeach. Rava says it's not the Eish of the mizbeach; it's the Eish that was kept alive as a fire by the mizbeach, and therefore you're potter because kiman dinitka. Once you take it off of the mizbeach for this purpose, nitka, it's no longer called Eish hamizbeach. Ask the Gemara. How do you explain, wait a second over here, we know that always that halacha is like Reb Nachman, right? Now, Reb Nachman paskins, Omer Reb Nachman, Omer Rabba Bar Avua, ha-morid gachelet mi-agabea mizbeach v'kiva chayav. If you take off a coal from the mizbeach, and now it's on the ground, and you put it off, then you would be chayav. But that would be going only like Abaye, not like Rava. But the halacha is that when you have a machlokas, Abaye or Rava, except in six very special places, the halacha is like Rava, not like Abaye. So how do we have Reb Nachman, who is la halacha, arguing with Rava's la halacha? This doesn't make very much sense. So how could that only be like Abaye? Ah, come on. It's no comparison. Over here, the whole point is that when you took it down, you took it down for a different mitzvah. That's what Rava is saying. That takes off the din of the Eish HaMizbeach. It's now the Eish HaMachata. It's now the Eish HaMenorah. Could be going very well, according to Rava. Afilu Temek and Rava, Atam lo intik lemitzvata. Over there, it wasn't removed for a different mitzvah, and therefore it retained its din of a kol of the Mizbeach. Lo tichbe. Mashen came over here. It was intikala mitzvata. It's now called a kol of the machata. Others say that this is completely wrong. On the contrary, if you took the kol off of the mizbeach and you put it out, everybody is made that you're potter, because that's for sure. If you took it off of the mizbeach, it's not called the Eish HaMizbeach. The machlokas is dafka where you put it out on top of the mizbeach. So over there, Abaye holds anything on the Mizbeach is called the Eish HaMizbeach. Rava says anything that has been removed from the fire of the Mizbeach for a different purpose loses its shame of Eish HaMizbeach. And therefore, once it was Nitka, it was Nitka. And here in this version, we ask, Elodam Reb Nachman Omer Rabba Baravua, if you're married, Gachelos Mi'agavim Mizbeach, and you recover, you would be Chayev. So now you're telling me that's not going to anybody. That's not like Abaye and not like Rava. No, it's no comparison. Reb Nachman was talking about a stam a kol. Abaye and Rava are both moda that if it's off of the Mizbeach, it's still Eish HaMizbeach because it doesn't have any other purpose. Over here, we're talking about the question of at what point it loses the shame al HaMizbeach, where it was intek lemitzvata. If it was intek lemitzvata, so then, indeed, you have a possibility that it's not considered to be. Not a possibility. The way we're understanding it, both Abaye and Rava made it. It's no longer called Eish HaMizbeach at all. Hadron Alach Torav Pekalpi. Now, well, I still want to discuss this parak because there's an obvious problem and a serious problem, no? I mean, didn't it say before that when you take the four kavim and you put them into three kavim and then the extra kav scatters all over the place, and what do you do with it? It says you sweep it into the ama, but the ama is water. So if you sweep it into the ama, so then you're putting it out. So like, what? I understand. How could we say, in when we said ki pligate, it's talking about the achte ara, Vikavye, and Abaya holds you would still be chai if it was Akhti Ahara. It says beferish to sweep it into the Amma. So how could Abaya say that you're chai?
Rebbe said before because it was dangerous.
So what? Rebbe. If it's dangerous, you put a psachter over it. You don't put it out. So therefore, there's a number of different approaches to this. One of them is very iffy approach, which is that even though it says put it into the Amma, it's not referring to the Amma of the Mayim, it's referring to an Amma just of a place where people won't get hurt. That is Rabbeinu Simcha's pshat and so on. Okay, fine. I don't know whether we should focus on that pshat. But the other pshat is, that is most likely, is that where you took it out four in order to pour out three, and the three, that means that the one that is poured out on the ground is poured out specifically not to have any use. And it was only there in order to make sure that we've got a chock full machata. So over there, nobody would hold a bai, wouldn't hold a churchayim, because it wasn't meant to be used bichlal for mitzvah, and it was only being menutak from the mizbeach. So over there, of course, a bai would not say that it's called esha mizbeach. That's the Teretz that personally I most prefer, and that, of course, it didn't even occur to the Gemara that that should be relevant to the issue of whether you're mechaba, one of the actual usable gecholim in the machatah.